Greetings. My name is Blake Schmida, and welcome to the American Valor Podcast. On the American Valor Podcast, supported by the Bob Feller Act of Valor Award Foundation, our goal is to educate and inspire with acts of valor that embody the traits which National Baseball Hall of Famer and United States Navy Chief Petty Officer Bob Feller lived by: citizenship, service above self, and commitment to country in a time of great national need.
Welcome to the American Valor Podcast. Today we are speaking with Rene Segura, senior enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps and recipient of the 2015 Bob Feller Act of Valor Award. Rene, it's good to have you on the show today.
Oh, no, thanks for having me, Enrique. It's an honor to be here with you guys. Like I said before, thank you for the invite. Thank you for having me today. This is great.
Absolutely. It's our joy. Now, at the Bob Feller Act of Valor Foundation, we strive to educate, support, and recognize by instilling the timeless values of service, sacrifice, citizenship, and legacy. And speaking about service brings me to my first question. Winning the Bob Feller Act of Valor Award highlights your commitment to service, mirroring that of Bob Feller's own dedication to his country. Can you share a particular moment or initiative where you felt your sacrifice made a significant impact? And how has being recognized for this award influenced your approach to giving back?
Yes, sure. One of my highlights that I can recall, and then this was kind of the one that stuck with me. It was when I was assigned to the PO MIA command, Missing in Action, Prisoners of War Command. I got this deployment to Laos. The mission was to recover the remains of pilots that were shut down back in the Vietnam era. So luckily, after 3 months of digging and looking for it, you know, looking for the right place, we were able to find two remains, bring it back to the States so they can have an honorable funeral and service. I never experienced something so extreme, like being in the jungle for 3 months looking for this airmen, pilots. It was kind of like, at the beginning was, oh my God, this is horrible to be here in the middle of the summer. But then as you go through, and then you got other Marines, Army, soldiers, Navy, sailors doing the same mission, and then finding the clues to get closer and closer. It was kind of exciting. It was a proud moment when we find the remains and then we start digging and then getting one thing after another. So that kind of gave me like, okay, I'm doing something other than just being a Marine, you know, serving my country. Now this is above and beyond bringing fellow airmen back to have their honor of, you know, funeral. And then the families were waiting for him for years. So that was a good feeling, a good experience I can recall.
That's wonderful. Now, I remember vividly driving by that command when I was in Hawaii.
Yes.
Off of Hickam. And I knew that the service that they provided was one that was unique. And so thank you for being part of that uniqueness that our military brings. A lot of sacrifice to go into those areas and try to recoup something that happened so long ago, right? But talking about sacrifice, Bob Feller's legacy is intertwined with the sacrifices he made for his country during World War II. How has sacrifice shaped your perspective on leadership and resilience?
Yeah, just looking at those leaders, you know, their leadership style and the way that they were able to overcome those challenges back then. And now into our era, it's kind of like shaping leadership into our needs, into the new generation, keeping those values from the old, back in the day, soldiers to now. It's basically just looking at the books, reading history, and then kind of keeping that leadership integrity in our service has helped me to lead the Marines that I've been led throughout the years that have been under my charge. This is more like We rely on history a lot. We rely on to like the ways that at one point a military was very unique, and we were trying to maintain the legacy by keeping one. We cannot go back and say we're going to do old school because times are changing, but we can adapt one or two things where the new generation can grasp and move on and continue the legacy of serving. And obviously, like I tell my Marines, you gotta follow, seek mentorship so you can start leading. So that's kind of my model. I like to lead train Marines, but at the same time, I gotta teach them that they need to follow, they need to seek that mentorship in order for them to get some skills on leadership, to gain the responsibility to have people on their charge.
You know, a lot of that happens when we're just plain old citizens. We seek something greater than ourselves, and here comes the military, right? And I
Right.
know that there's a lot of citizens out there that are supporters of the military, but what a great thing to convert someone from just living day to day to actually taking on their shoulders what it is, the insurmountable. It's a great honor to serve your nation. And speaking about citizenship, Bob Feller was not only a baseball legend, but also a proud citizen who believed in using his platform for positive change. How do you see your role as a citizen in today's society, and what initiatives or causes are you passionate about promoting to inspire others to be active citizens and community leaders?
Yes, on that note, as a volunteer, giving back to the community. So I'm a big volunteer guy. And all started when I was after this, doing this mission with the Pyongyang Command. Then I got orders to Japan. And then I volunteered once in the city, Naha. And then after seeing how, the people in that community love the service so much, I started getting into weekly. Into serving that community, citizens, all citizens, senior citizens, farmers, kids at school. And ever since, I noticed that having that involved with the community helped a lot. So not only as a service member, but as an American, as a citizen, showing our culture, showing that we care for other people other than us. Because they're all looking at us like other Americans, they're here. But when you show that commitment to serve to them and the community and bring them back, it is a good feeling. After Okinawa, Japan, then I came back to the States, and then I get into volunteering in San Diego, California, feeding the homeless, giving clothes to the homeless, building shelters for them in the downtown area, downtown area of San Diego. That was another thing that San Diego, being a military community, helps a lot to the community around it. So all, that was also a good experience giving back to our own citizens in the States, showing them that we care, that we're not only, a force and a military discipline type of guy, but we also have a heart for the community, for the place that we serve and we live around it. And that was a good experience because that one had a lot of Marines helping out to build shelters, who had a lot of Marines to come and serve food for the homeless, and they have a great time. And then from there, they start doing it on their own. I didn't have to ask for volunteers anymore or ask me when we're going back. So that was a good thing when I built that sense of serving the community and that unit so I get back.
Yeah, I love volunteering, and also the fact that the military encourages giving back in that way. We see a lot of positive change in our community when we do that. And that's why you usually see the communities around bases thrive, because they get that influx of volunteers.
Yes.
So thank you for not only volunteering, but setting the tone for others to continue that, you know, way well past the time that you'll be serving. That's great to hear. Now, that also leads to legacy, right? And so the Bob Feller Act of A Valor Award honors individuals who embody Feller's values both on and off the field. As a recipient, how do you hope your legacy aligns with Feller's legacy of service, integrity, and patriotism? And what steps are you taking to ensure your impact endures for future generations?
Yeah, for me, speaking of me, it's always doing the right thing. Like I tell my Marines, you got to keep your integrity in your pocket. Be honest, be an honest person, and do what is right. So in order for me to maintain my legacy, I set the example for them to emulate. Every time they look at me, it's like I tell them, if I can do it, you can do it. I'm not going to ask more than I can accomplish. But yeah, I've been teaching the Marines, you know, about the right things to do, how to become a better citizen, better leader in order for them to grow. While I'm doing a community service, I try to involve with the senior leaders in the community. For example, the guys at the shelter, right? They're always looking for me to like, hey, we need Marines. Try to keep the sense of service that we also care about the community. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm trying to keep not only my legacy, but because I have the responsibility of 120 Marines under me to see that they can do the things that I can accomplish. Because sometimes they see me like, oh, it's for Sergeant, or he has done a lot, and we just started here. We don't know what to do. So I was trying to keep him involved, show him that we can do a lot of things, accomplish a lot of things. We're not only a military force, we also have a heart for the community. So I'm trying to show that by leading by example, taking him to places. Sometimes I take him back to the community or back to a different base so they can learn, so they can see where we come from. And like I say, volunteer is a big thing on and off duty. That's what kind of like I like to show to maintain this legacy of being a good citizen. Because like I told my Marines, it's not about me. It's about giving back. So that way you understand that it's more than what the uniform that you wear. Because eventually that's going to go away. But your name, your last name, the legacy that you carry is always going to be with you. So you got to make the best out of it. So that way they can remember you for the good things. And like I said, we're not perfect, but we always strive to be perfect. And this, you know, always try to show that example to them so they can trust and follow for whatever things that I do. So I think that's one of the things that has helped me to be successful, to influence in a positive way my Marines and many different units that I've served before, so they can continue, you know, the legacy of being a good citizen, being a good Marine, and then continue with their lives. Throughout the years, I got Marines reaching back to me after they got out of the Marine Corps and calling me back on my previous rank because they know me at different stages of my career, seeking for advice, seeking for mentorship, and I'm glad to answer the call and say, yeah, what's a problem? Talk to me. So I think that has helped, you know, post-Marines leaving the military, for them to reach back to me. That's a good feeling. That tells me that I did something that make an impact on them at one point of their lives, that after the years, they're still calling back to me or reach back to me over Facebook, LinkedIn to get some advice. So I tried always to keep that integrity, keep myself honest and get accountability of myself first in order for me to serve others and lead others.
Absolutely. Now, you're setting an example of legacy of service for sure. And we thank you for not only looking after your own legacy, but the legacy of those that are coming behind you. Now, if someone wanted to get more information about you, where can they find it?
Yes, Enrique, they can find me on LinkedIn. I got my profile active on LinkedIn. Other than that, the Buffalo Foundation, I know there's an article of me when I get the recipient of it. And then, yeah, in my current unit, we got the website, we got our bios posted, that are Love Italian, United States Marine Corps.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Renee, for coming and being with us to share your experience, not only as a Bob Feller Act of Valor recipient, But in your service and what you're doing for our nation, we really appreciate your service and thank you for that. Now, folks, on behalf of the Bob Feller Act of Valor Foundation, thank you all for joining us on this episode.
To our listeners, this concludes this episode of the American Valor Podcast. This conversation is brought to you by the Bob Feller Act of Valor Foundation, the Department of the Navy, Major League Baseball, USAA, BWXT, Huntington Ingalls, and the Cleveland Guardians. Please feel free to leave your comments in the comments section below and connect with the Bob Feller Act of Valor Foundation on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Act of Valor Award. You can engage with the foundation at activevaloraward.org. There, you can learn about the Bob Feller, Jerry Coleman, recent nominees of the awards, view pictures. For everyone at the American Valor Podcast, thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.